Five things to do if you feel mentally exhausted. Are you feeling too tired to work? Are you feeling too overwhelmed to finish your to-do list? Are you feeling too distracted to create? These are just a few signs that you're probably feeling mentally exhausted. You can reach a point of mental exhaustion for many different reasons, like experiencing high amounts of stress, excessive anxiety, physical fatigue, and anything in the lines of feeling burnt out. Reaching mental exhaustion is a common thing amongst entrepreneurs who overwork themselves and have hectic schedules they live up to. But it's also common for pretty much anyone who has a responsibility that may experience overwhelming moments more than any other professions, like mothers, teachers, nurses, paramedics, celebrities, etc. Feeling mentally exhausted is something any human can experience, and this is why it's important to be aware of some simple tools you can use when you feel mentally exhausted. First, always acknowledge the possible reasons that contribute to your mental exhaustion. Second, acknowledge what you can and cannot control regarding whatever is weighing you down mentally. Third, always make a decision to nourish your mind so you can rejuvenate yourself and boost your energy. Playing with your health can be detrimental to your wealth, whatever that word means for you. We all know health is wealth, and therefore make it a priority to take care of your mind, body, and spirit. Whenever you feel mentally, emotionally, or physically unwell, make the decision to take care of yourself because a better functioning body helps you to better function in life. A healthy mind aids you to perform, produce, and progress, while an unhealthy mind encourages you to procrastinate, neglect, and regress. So here are five things to do if you feel mentally exhausted. Number one, drink lots of water for energy. Your body is made up of mostly water. This is why water is the number one tool to healing the body. It's been proven that clean water helps calm the mind and body. It also helps to cleanse out toxins that are built up in the body and causing negative energy, which transmutes into stress, anxiety, worry, etc. Drink your minimum amount of water each day to keep your energy up. A good tip I've learned is that you should at least drink half of your body weight. For example, I'm 120 pounds, so I should drink at least 60 ounces of water each day. Number two, deep breathe for calmness. For those of you into meditation and mindfulness, you already understand the power of deep breathing and the effects it has on your body. Deep breathing is another water method, great for boosting energy, but it's also great to calm your energy too. Deep breathing exercises help decrease stress, improve your immunity, increase your calmness, helps you stay grounded, lowers blood pressure, is amazing for your diaphragm, and has many more benefits you can find all over in books and on the web. Try this deep breathing meditation you can find on my YouTube. Number three, declutter your mind for letting go. Most of the time, mental exhaustion comes from stress. What has been on your mind lately? What have you been overthinking about? What have you been giving too much power? What are you allowing to frustrate and overwhelm you? Write it out or talk it out. Either grab a journal, your audio recorder, or someone to talk to and unleash everything that is making you feel weighed down and mentally burnt out. It's better out than in, and giving yourself the opportunity to release will help you feel mentally lighter. Number four, deep sleep for a reboot. Maybe you just need a good sleep. Sometimes a nice deep sleep is exactly what the mind needs for a healthy reboot. Check your sleeping schedule in the past month or two. Have you been getting healthy amounts of sleep? Have you been struggling to sleep? Has your sleeping pattern drastically changed? Your mental exhaustion is definitely a sign that you need rest, so try having a nice deep slumber, pillow drool and all. Number five, do nothing for centering. Literally, maybe you've been doing too much, overworking your entire system, and your spirit is just calling for a halt to ground yourself. Take this opportunity to do nothing, or do something that doesn't require you to work. Enjoy a funny movie to get you laughing. Sit in the sauna and sweat out your stress. Drink a cup of tea on your balcony or porch, or just lay on the floor deep breathing. Sometimes doing nothing is doing a lot. Remember, you're in control of your health. You control your thoughts, feelings, and habits. It's up to you to take care of yourself and your mindset so you can perform your best. Looking for support on your mindset journey? Book a call with me here to help you declutter your mind so you can continue to produce and progress on your journey moving forward. Links can be found on my website. Thank you, Brooke Wright.